At his weekly general audience on Wednesday, Pope Benedict also looked ahead to his pastoral visit to Poland, asking everyone to pray for him as he prepares to leave for Warsaw on Thursday. My colleague Catherine Smybert takes a closer look at the Pope's words to the thousands of pilgrims and visitors gathered in St. Peter's Square for this week's audience.
Vi invito ad accompagnarmi con la preghiera in questo viaggio apostolico.
Pope Benedict XVI invited the tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square for his audience message to pray for his voyage to the land of his beloved predecessor, John Paul II.
Domani mi recherò in Polonia, patria dell'amato Papa Giovanni Paolo II.
The Holy Father says that this will be a chance he's long desired to pay homage to the priestly and episcopal mission of the Polish Pope.
Ringrazio il Signore per l'opportunità che mi offre.
Pope Benedict prayed that Mary, the Holy Mother of God, so venerated by the Polish people, may guide him in this journey, and that it may be one of evangelization and encouragement. He prayed that Mary may help the entire Polish nation to keep the memory of the great Karol Wojtyla alive.
Dear brothers and sisters,
in his main catechesis this Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI continued his reflections on his very first predecessor.
Today I wish to focus again on the Apostle Peter.
The Pope contemplated some of the key moments of St. Peter's formation in his apostolic journey.
Christ's teachings, like all his behavior, were difficult to accept. Many withdrew and went their separate ways. Yet, when Jesus questions the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe that you are the Holy One of God."
In this way, the Pope says, Peter initiates the Church's Christological confession of faith.
So incomplete, his faith was nevertheless authentic and open. Not a faith in something, but in someone, in Christ. Peter was not, however, free of human weakness, and in time he too betrays the Master.
The school of faith then, says Pope Benedict, is not a triumphal march, but a journey marked daily by suffering and love, trials and faithfulness.
Peter knew the humiliation of denial, and for this he wept bitterly. But having learned his own nothingness, he was then ready for his mission.
The Pope concluded his audience message emphasizing that that mission, made possible by our Lord's acceptance of Peter's fragile love and launched with the words, "Follow me," is marked with hope.
Notwithstanding his infidelity, Peter knows the risen Lord is at his side. His long journey in faith, constantly open to the Spirit of Jesus, renders him a credible witness, one who knows the true joy that lies in Christ, the way of salvation.
From St. Peter's Square, I'm Catherine Smybert.
My thanks to Catherine for that report on the Pope's weekly general audience.